The PRO of the National Road Safety Commission, Kwame Etuyahini, says the country has recorded 28% increase in road accidents in the first quarter of this year compared to the same period last year. He told George Ankra that the situation is of concern to the commission. Mr. Etuyahini asked drivers and road users to support the commission in its educational efforts against accidents in order to save lives.
We recorded a 28% increase over the same figure for the same period of last year. In terms of pedestrian knockdown, it's a 10% reduction. Otherwise, all the indices recorded some increases. But you note that in the first quarter of the year, we had one of the very devastating incidents in Kintampo that was accountable for close to over 60 or more deaths. That, I believe, may have impacted on the situation of the first quarter. Again, traditionally, if you look at the trend over the last 20 years, every election year, it appears that the situation is somewhat similar. So we have taken a cue from the unfortunate situation of the first quarter and taken the trouble to intensify our efforts and engagement with these political parties and other actors within the road safety environment. We can only expect that our engagement will yield some fruit so that we will have a situation which is much better than it was last year.
Mr. Etuyahini, how do we curb road accidents in this country?
I think it's everybody's responsibility. People who drive are indisciplined. In this country, we know what accounts for the problems we have. We know where the accidents occur the most. We know what to do in order not to get into that situation. But unfortunately, when it gets to the stage where we have to act positively and decisively, we overindulge in conduct that are very risky. So every one of us have a responsibility to play. We need to renew our commitment. We need to be certain in our minds that the choices we make on our road are those that will affect us and the family that we leave behind every day when we leave home. We know that 60% of all the assets we have or recorded in this country are speech-related. We have a lot of speed interventions and measures. Our roads have been designed to respond to particular speed, particular environment. But we unfortunately have a culture top of drivers who are just indisciplined. And much as the roads have been signed with posted speed limit, they indulge in levels of travel speeds that are far in excess of what has been posted. Unfortunately, the consequence is pedestrian knockdown, many of whom get killed on the spot, and many who suffer severe injuries that incapacitate them for long period. So as far as the commission is concerned, I think our job is cut out very clearly. We continue to advocate and engage these agencies. We expect that whilst we do that, based on data and research carried out by us, other agencies like the police, for instance, to support and step up their own enforcement program. Nowhere in the world has education alone been sufficient to improve safety. Every best example you have across the globe, you would have to complement education with enforcement.